Kuf and Gimel Amad Aleph, tap one. Amar Yehuda Berei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei de Rav. So he quoted in the name of Rav. Hespeda shal Adam Nikr im Ben Olam Habahu im Lav. The version sort of arranges that from the how the people respond to the Hesped, that's indicative of whether he deserves Olam Haba or not. So if people are crying, and etc., they say good things about him, that all indicates that he's a Ben Olam Haba. Im Lav, if not. Any, is that true, who the Mor says? V'omer le Rav, the Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Rav told his Talmud, now, Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas was the Talmud of Rav, and this is, was the original statement was that Rav's Talmud's son, Rav Yehuda, was saying this. But the Mor says a story that Rav told his Talmud. Achim behespedo, the hosam keimla. I want you to get very worked up during my hesped. Heated up means I want you to have put a lot of passion, and if people will cry, etc., you'll bring out the points that have to be brought out, because I'm going to be there listening. So you see that Rav felt that he had to exhort his Talmud to do that. You can't assume that it's going to be a natural response the way you're saying. Mora says, look, Hasha. No, it's not true. The Mor says, "Hodem mechamu leiva achim, hodem mechamu leiva lo yachim." Excuse me. The question is, if the Masbid puts all of his effort in, what's the response of the tzibur? If the response of the tzibur is positive, they respond and they cry, etc., they feel bad. So we say it's indicative that he's a Ben Olam Haba. And if not, then not. So you do still need effort to put effort in. It's not automatic. But question: what's the response is the issue. Amalei Abaya LaRabba. Abaya told Rabba, his Rebbe, Kagoin Mar, like the Rebbe, the master, the sonu le kulo pumbadisoi. So Rashi says that the people of Pumbadisa were ramoyim. They were tricksters. And Rabba would give them mussar about it and would correct them. They did not like him. They hated him. Okay, man ochim behespeda, who's going to feel passion and feel pain by the hesped. Amalei, so Rabbi said back, Mistaya at Rabba bar Rav Chanan. It's good enough that there's two. The two are you and my other Talmud, Rabba bar Rav Chanan, and everybody else will say, Baruch Hashem, the guy's gone. Okay? But that's okay. Ba minei Rebbe Elozer Mirav. Ezel ben Olam Haba. So can you tell me who's a person which has merited Olam Haba? Summer late. So he said, how do you know if somebody's made it to Olam Haba? Vaznecha tishman adover me'acharecha le'mor. He answered with a pasuk. That the pasuk, you will hear what they're saying me'acharecha, from behind you. So whatever the pshat of the pasuk was, he says, but a person hears that when the person is dead, and it's me'acharecha after the person, they're traveling, but they're accompanying the person, they're traveling with the person. If they say, oh, this is the type of way the person should live their life, so then you know the person was a Ben Olam Haba. The Maspidim are walking around. The Gemara says, "Bnei Galila Amri, say the worm lifnei mitoscho." Bnei Yehuda Amri, say the worm lacher mitoscho. Well, a pligi, marki yasve, marki yasve. A person should be aware of the fact that one day they're going to say a hesped about them, and a person should be aware that it'll be a good way of capturing what their life was. So be aware of that and live your life now in such a way that they'll say a good hesped about you. Not that you can need the covet, but that should be a good litmus test of what you are. So now where do they say the hesped? Well, in Galil, they used to say that in front of he would stand in front of where the mita was. In Yehuda, they used to stand behind where the mita was. So they're basically saying the same point. I once heard from one of my chaverim. He told me that it's interesting. He was a very lebedeke fellow, you know, geschmack, etc. He was into learning, but not. And somebody told him. And during a shevruch, a lot of the speeches about him were about how geschmack a guy is and nice a guy is and lebedeke, and it wasn't about how good he is in learning and how, you know, it was. So the person gets to hear three espedim in his life. He gets to hear about a bar mitzvah. He gets to hear about a shara brachos. He gets to hear after 120 years. So if you're happy with the first two, you can be pretty sure that the third one will be okay also. If you're not happy with the first two, probably the third one's not going to be so good either. Now's the time to change. Mamash gave him a very big masmid. Tremendous masmid. That was that was the turning point. In America, they created a fourth opportunity. You get honored by a banquet, but that's a... Tanan Hasim, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishnah Novus, it says, Shuv Yom Echad Lefnei Mitoscho. Rabbi Eliezer says that you should do tshuva one day before you die. Shol Tamidim is Rabbi Eliezer, so the Tamidim asked Rabbi Eliezer, but he Adam Yudeya Eza Yom Yomus. So you have to do tshuva the day before you die. When are you going to die? So his Amar Lehen, he said back to them, B'kolshkein, and then obviously, Yashuv Hayoim, do tshuva today, Shem Yom Eslamocher. Maybe you'll, because you never know, so every day you should do tshuva, because you never know what's going to be tomorrow. Maybe it's a Hayoim of tshuva, and therefore the person will constantly be doing a process of tshuva. Rashiv used to say over from the... There was a Talmud Chacham in Europe. His name was Ramota Pogromansky. And Ramota Pogromansky was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a tremendous Eli, a tremendous Yerushalmayim. We have nothing left written from him. He one time told Rashiva that he has like a dyslexia. He can't write. He's a brilliant man. He learned, but coming to writing, he had some type of a problem. He couldn't write. He says, you know, they're saying in Yiddish, Noach mit sieben Greisen, writing the word Noach with seven mistakes. He says, that was me, he said. He says, you know, tshuva, you know, because all the chazals talk about the godness of tshuva, the greatness of tshuva, like, tshuva, because in case you're going to die tomorrow, that's why you do tshuva. I mean, you know, tshuva is a person connects to kisei kovet. There's so many different things, chazal, about what tshuva is, one of the highest levels. Because you might die tomorrow, like you. So he said that the purpose of the idea of because a person might die tomorrow is the way to bring the idea home to the person. That's not what tshuva is about. That's not what the tachlis of tshuva is. He said, gave a mashal, which I never saw the mashal 100%, that the big gvirim used to travel to Carlsbad, and they have these therapeutic baths there. The water there was the mineral waters there were very healthy. He says, people were cheaper, couldn't afford it, you know, they had bottled water. And you could buy bottled. So he says, this is the way the Mor is bottling the idea of tshuva, and giving you the bottled water. You should one day make it to the big baths and see what it feels like. She used to say over from her mother. Avshama Omer b'chach Moshe. Shlomo Melech says b'chach Moshe b'chol Eish Yehu b'gadecha levonim. B'shem al reshcha yechzer. Your clothing should always be white, and you should always be anointed, smelling nice. You always be very presentable, because you never know when you're gonna meet your Creator. Omer b'chach Ben Zakkai. Moshe Melech shezimen es avoda b'lusuda. He announced that there's going to be a suit of everybody to come. Well, a couple of them is money. He didn't say what it's going to be. So pichon shebehem. So the smart citizens of the country, the smart servants, kishtros atzmam, they adorned themselves. V'yeshal pesach beis melech, and they sat there waiting by the pesach beis melech. Amar klum chaser the beis melech. Beis HaMelech can make the suda very quickly. It's not difficult in the Beis HaMelech. They have everything they need to make it happen quickly. Tipshin Shebehem, the foolish ones. Holchul L'Malach, they went to work. Amar Klum Yesh Suda B'Lo Tera. It takes time to make a meal. They haven't got time. We'll worry about it tomorrow. Pisim B'Kish HaMelech HaZavodav. Well, called them in very quick. All suddenly called them in. Pichin Shebehem. So the smart ones, they came in adorned. They came in dirty. So the Melech was happy with the Pichim to greet them. Because Likras Tipshim is upset. When he called them the Tipshim, Amr Halolo Shakisha was Atam on the Sudo. Those who adorn themselves, Yeshu b'yechlo b'yishtu, sit down, eat and drink. Okay, halalu shalom kishtu atzma l'suda. Yamdu b'yir, you get to stand and watch. So the tzaddikim are oichlim b'yoshim, and the olam haba, you know, whatever the metaphor is, that they're going to partake of the what olam haba has to offer, and the rishonim will stand there and watch. Chasnei shel Reb Meir, Mishum Reb Meir Omar. Reb Meir's son-in-law quoted that Reb Meir said, Af hein nirin kimishamshin. Not only do they just stand there and watch, but they are... they seem to be like they're the shamashim. So standing there alone doesn't look so bad. Just like you're like your shamashim. So let's make it a little bit worse. Ela elu elu yoshim, they sit there. So they're not servants. They're supposed to be their guests. But halalu oichlam v'halalu re'evim, halalu shosim v'halalu tzimeim. These get to eat, and these get to drink, and these don't. Pasha the Pshat in the Gemara is that person comes to Olam Haba, to Olam Haba, the person partakes from the Ziva Shechina. A person who had accustomed himself in his lifetime that that's what his life is about will have the vehicle, will have what he needs to be able to partake of it. The person who sullied his neshama and it doesn't relate to these type of concepts can't change the Olam Haba. It remains as such that he can't partake of what it has to offer. So he says, sit there and see how geshmak it is and how else is enjoying it. He doesn't have the stomach, doesn't have the part to take it in, to absorb it. Shenamar, he brings the pasuk. Lochein. The Bach has the word l'chein. Kamar Hashem, hinei avodai yorchelu v'atem tiravu. Hinei avodai yishtu v'atem titzmo. Hinei avodai yoroinu mituv lev v'atem titzaku mikeev lev. says, those who serve me will eat and you will starve. Those who serve me will drink and you will be thirsty. Those who serve me will sing out from happiness and contentment, and you will scream out from pain in your heart. So a person will sit there and realize how much he could have done and should have done, how much he didn't do. That pain will be tremendous, and at least one before Hashem learns that that's what Gehenna is. Gehenna is they take him to Olam Haba, and they show him the spot which could have been his, based on all of his potential, and all of his opportunities that he had, everything that he had in his life, and they said, but you can't get it. And the pain that the neshama has of not being realizing what they could have done and should have done and they didn't do, that's Gehenna. Davar acher, v'choleis yevagadecha levonim elu tzitzis. That's referring to your clothing. Clothing should always be wearing tzitzis. V'shem no resh chal yechzer. The adornment on the person's head will be elu tefillin. So you want to know in Ben Olam Haba, who Tap Rashi? Shim Kasher Hoya, I call Bechon Olam. If a person was a person who was deserved, he was a Kasher person, people will cry about him, Marid and Demos, they will cry, they will have tears, Masabra Meshvach, they'll say praises of him. Rav told Rashi, Rashilas Achim Espeda, the Hasim Kimna, B'shas misasi. So when I'm there, Hamamitz behesped shali. Hisamet, thank you. Behesped shali. I want you to put effort into my hesped. She's chamamu beichbud rachme. That you should arouse the listeners. Beivko, and they would cry. So you see, you had to arouse them. The hasam kim. B'shas hesped. I'm there during the hesped of Eshma, and I will hear eich tischamim how well you do. Alma itzrich l'rav l'asurei l'haspeda. Rav had to point out to Rosh Hashanah that he should put this effort in, and it wasn't automatic. We came with the Rav Gavar Rabah Uben Olam Haba. Rav was a Ben Olam Haba. So according to what you quoted in the name of Rav, Alma l'asurei ha'omer mehaspeda nikur that. It'll be or it won't be. So, now you could say theoretically that the answer to the question is because Rav didn't perceive himself as a Ben Olam Haba. But I think the point was, if Rav is saying either it's going to work or not going to work, so, either they'll be, if you deserve it, it'll happen. If you don't deserve it, you can't warn, try and change the outcome. Is what Rob was saying. Rob himself said that the outcome is automatic. If you deserve it, it'll happen. If you don't deserve it, it won't happen. So what is this idea telling your Talmud? Try hard. You know, some more answers. The maspid has to make an effort. The question is, how will the tzibur respond? You always need that the person should put effort of trying to be passionate. People don't cry so easily at a person who's elderly who dies. However, but a person who was deserving, if you will put effort into the husband, the people will respond. They will cry. When somebody not so deserved, they will put passion in to the hesped, and still, you will not be able to arouse the listeners. It just doesn't touch their heart because he wasn't. So, by asked Rabba, the son of Leikulam, Pupadisa, the people from Pupadisa, Rabba used to give them Musr and be Mechiach them, give them to Chacham when it comes to matters of heaven, mitzvahs, they probably serve a moyim hein karmina b'shul. The school in the Mor says that the people from Pupadisa were tricksters, shysters. And the Mor says in Chulin, Pupadisoi lobiech shani ushpizeich. If you get it, you're traveling and you meet a Pupadisa fellow and he joins you for the trip, make sure when you get to wherever you're staying that let him check into his hotel, and then when he's not looking, go check in the different hotel. Okay. So he asked him, who's the Ben Elohim Bo? So he said, well, Znechel Tishman Tabi Me'acharecha Lemar Zeh Derech L'Kubay Ma'acharei Mitoscha Kishetomus. From after what happens after they're walking behind the beer, the mita, kishatamus, when your person dies, tishma, you'll hear kishyer muzua derech shaholach by zeder shaholach by zed. This person traveled this path. L'chuva, you should travel such a path also. Move dashu ben elam habo. Then you know he's a ben elam habo. He's sort of, I think there's 2 points he's saying. If you want to find out, you can't know b'chaim. You'll know after the person dies. And that's true because the person always has an opportunity to change. I skipped one more. If the Rebbeim are happy with what the person does, that's a Ben Elam Habo. So I said, Noichai Menu, Daitem Noichai Aleyim, Mimash Hashem Malah Baroyim. So the Lashon of Noichai means it's at peace. So their emotions are at peace with what they hear about the person and they see you in him. He said something in Tobit, this concept called, you know, have nachas from your children. Nachas means peace. It means a person will feel at rest and at peace with what his children are doing. At any given moment, says, you know, I'm not worried about my kids. I know they're doing something good. That's nachas. That's all it means. Right? You're confident that they're going to be doing the right thing, so you're not worried. Well, where is my son now? Who knows what he's doing? Right? That's the opposite of nachas, right? So nachas means you'll be at rest. At 12 o'clock at night, my son's at home. I said, no, no problem. Probably he's in a good place. He's in base matters, you know. I say devarim, shiyamr l'thnei mitoscha v'aspeitcha. Do things now that they should say good things by your husband. And it said, l'fnei mitoscha. They say, l'achar mitoscha. He, it's the same idea. El shabu galil ha'yubay sabdonim l'fnei hamita. Yehuda, l'achar mita. The maspirim stood in a different spot. Do tshuva. He said, well, when are you going to die? B'kolshken shuvnei she'enu yudea eitzah yamuz. You don't know where you're going to die. B'toy b'tshuva yamecha l'fnei mitoscha. It's a good idea to do tshuva before you die. So you'll always be doing tshuva just in case. Not a bad idea. So we say it means nishmoscha tahara unakia. That's a mashal that your neshama should be clean. Klum chaser beis ha-melech. Is anything missing in the king's house? But to me, they said it as like a rhetorical question. Everybody's ready. Everything's ready. Mishema Yevilenu love and pism, as he might call us at any moment. So we have to go in looking properly adorned. So they got ready right away. The other one said the tipshim said klum yesuda blatarach adan yitarchu litroach l'tzarch yesuda shabes hamelach. They have to prepare the meal. Yeshanu shos harbe liskasha. We have time to get ready. Let's go do some work. So Rishoyim will just stand there. They don't stand and watch. Shimkein af heim yu hayunir min akruyim l'shamish shikein derech ha-mashorsim oimdim ben kambusha. So there's people there as mashorsim. So that doesn't look so bad. But if you're still one of the guests sitting down and you can't eat, that's worse. That sitzes shemalubin habegat. It's referring to the nice, clean sitzes that a person wears. Elot tefillin. Why are they called shemen? Shame mi shemen toiv. We say toiv shame mi shemen toiv. And shame is referring to tefillin. You see, we're all calling Eretz Kishem Hashem Nikro. That's terribly Yisrael God. Elot tefillin shabarosh. So tefillin are the shame that you carry Kadosh Baruch Hu's name as an adornment on your head. And we know we compare shame to the best adornments is better than any type of sweet perfumes and sweet smelling oils is the name that you adorn yourself with. Okay. Zot the Mishnah. Misha Hichshach Bederech. Person is traveling and it's getting dark. It's getting close to Shkia. So but you have your items with you and you can't just leave them in the middle of wherever you are. So Chazawr Mekel, we had this the day before, Chazawr Mekel, that they said they don't create some type of vehicle of how the person should be allowed to do this beheter. No, say just drop it. We're afraid he's not going to listen. If he's not going to listen already, he's just going to do whatever he comes to mind, which might be an Yisurim D'Raisa. So Chazal were made called Yisurim D'Rabbanon in order that he shouldn't come to Yisurim D'Raisa. So listen, Kisa L'Nachmi, you can take your wallet, which has all of your cash in it, and give it to a non-Jew that you trust. We may need my Nachmi if you don't have a non-Jew with him. So Menichu Ala Chamor, you put it on the Chamor you're traveling with. And we're going to discuss, there's an Issa Deraisa of having an animal to work for you on Shabbos. An animal's carrying it. Okay, the Mor's going to ask that. Now, the Mor says, so, Higia L'Chatzar Achitzarno. You get to the first Chatzar of the city. So now you're in a safe place. The first safe place. So, what do you do? In regards to unloading the donkey, so notel is the kelim and he told him b'shabbos. You're allowed to take off the kelim which are non muksa. You're allowed to take those off. She didn't tell him b'shabbos. The ones which are muksa, matra chavolin, untie the ropes, the saddle strap which holds it in place. Vasak and noflim yaleim, and the saddle bags will fall down.
I mean, is this maybe you take the next step, or if he doesn't have a
tamor,
or is it?
Is the more we'll talk about that. The more he's going to talk about that. Okay. Misha Hirshach, so Rashi, so if you have an opportunity, if you have an option of giving it to him, when it's still daylight, you have to give it to him when it's still daylight. It'll be before from the Gemara that if you didn't do that, you can give it to him on Shabbos also. But so it's not. I'm not clear to me why Rashi says that Dafka mi boy doim. You have to give it to him before. So I'm not sure why that's so. But there's no guard with him. Hayeshimon lenochri odif. Hayeshimon, if you have a guard with you. It's better to give to the goy. The more is going to say we have an order of preference. Giving to the goy is preferred over leaving out the chabor. Okay. You get to the first, the outermost chatzar of the city. Shumakam Hamishtamer Rishon is the first safe place. Above the farak minchamar, you want to unload the donkey. So don't be Adam, may Allah kill him and he told him b'shavus. You're allowed to take the you take off the items which are non-muksa in with your hand. Shani told him the ones which are muksa matur chavolim shall ukiv. You untie the ropes which held the saddle in place. Shem kshurim behem that they're attached to. V'stakim noiflim. So you, wherever where you tie on the saddlebags onto the saddle, you untie that and it falls down. So the Gemara. My time is surely Rabbanan. The mace of Kisei Lenochri. Why the Chazal Ramatu you to give it to the goy? The goy should carry it for you. That's a mirror. That's the sort of a mirror la'aku, asking the goy to work for you. Some more answers. Kimul the Rabbanan Chazal have established another ma'amid atzmoi al ma'amoinoi. A person can't control himself when it comes to his money. And we're afraid, if you don't permit the Issa Darabonon, he might carry it for Amos, he won't just leave it there. We can't rely on the fact that a person will drop and leave everything there. And therefore, Chazal were matter, that a person shouldn't come to have the test. And if once he's not doing something wrong, the next thing you know, he'll do an Issa Darais. Dafka kisa, because our matter only just his regular kisa, the money that he had. Right? The person has the money already, just to leave it behind his heart. But if a person found the metzia, right? So leave it. Well, I can't leave it. You might be mechal shabbos. No, because our not matter that. Versus Pshita. Kisa Tanan. What's Rabbi telling us? The Mishnah says Kisa, it means Dafka Kisa. Where it says no. Manatema, who has an Afiluki Mitzia? I could have mistakenly thought that in the case of Mitzia is also permitted. Why did it say Kisa? Why did it say Kisa? Or the Milsik Tani? Some of the average case, you didn't have a Mitzia, but you had the Kisa. So we discussed the average case. Kamashim Alon, therefore Rabbi says, no, it specifically shows Kisa to exclude Mitzia. The verse is Beloy Moran, this, that way we exclude Mitzia, is only the Loyos Liyode. He hasn't picked it up yet. Abel Os Liyode, once he's picked it up and he made a Kenyan, Kikise Dome. So we can deal with it, it's considered like his Kis. Now he has the money, it's his money. You see him and see us, you leave him and see him, walk away from it. If you have it in your hands already, you cut it, and then that's also mutter to give to the goy. Ikadami, some people have the version of the story a little bit differently, of the halacha a little bit differently. They learn boy rava. Metzia bodhi yodhi mahu. What's the halacha if the metzia already, he already took, got the metzia in his hand? Kim and also the yodhi ki said no. Do you say it's considered like the kiss because he has it already? That which a person puts effort in and produces money, he makes this money through his work, and then he asks him to just leave it there in the middle of the midbar, in the middle of nowhere. We're very afraid he can't do that. It's very dear to him. He worked for it. Guy picked it up, but there's no effort. Easy come, easy go. So maybe that's not the same. Take or the more says according to this version, it stands as a shiloh. Rashi, my time is surely the mace of Nolanochi. Why would Chazal permit you to give it to a goy? So you gave it to him before Shabbos. Rashi learns. See, you didn't have an improper speech. You didn't speak about something on Shabbos you shouldn't speak about. You told the guy to do something. You didn't talk about it on Shabbos. You gave it to him before Shabbos. So what's the problem? But the problem is you designated him as your agent to carry this item. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav, when he brings this down, so it's Chazal, even though we hold a shlichus lakum, that a guy shlichus is not, the concept of shlichus doesn't apply to a non-Jew. But regards to the Isser of Shabbos, Chazal, when they made the Isser of Darbonon, one of the Isser of Darbonon they made, that you can't have a goy working for you as at your agent on Shabbos. So Darbonon, we deal the shliach, the goy as if he's your shliach. Tamar says, why would Chazal allow that? My mitzvah, my mitzvah. And he quotes it, and he brings down this Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch. My men hatsum, my lahatsum. A person is not going to refrain with be able to refrain from saving his money. So more says dafik kisoy. The key of the tarach, but it's only the key because since you put effort in, shayin a tarach who mistaker. He made money because of his effort. So chayisul, it's very valuable to him, and he's going to take pity on it. You're not going to permit it. You might come by mistake to carry dollar house. Well, I'm moron, but we said the Metzia is different. But that which the Metzia is different, according to the first version, I'm moron, the Metzia law, you can't give the Metzia to the goy. El the loy also the yodi, he hasn't actually been kind yet. Kind of shatasha before Shabbos. Like be able to talk about it. Didn't do any Kenyan on it yet, so walk away. But if you record it according to the first version, you'll have to give it to the goy. According to the second version, it's a sof. Any moynachim, you don't have a guy with you. Use the chamor. Whereas time at the any moynachim, hayeshi moynachim lenachim yoyev leit. So my time. So if you have a goy, you must give it to the goy. If you don't have a goy, so then you use the chamor. What's the difference? So chamor atamitzuba al shvisasa. Nachri atamitzuba al shvisasa. There's a lacha of shvisas behema that the mitzvah Shabbos applies to you and to your animal. So you have responsibility that your animal shouldn't be doing any work on Shabbos. You don't have the responsibility in regards to a non-Jew. Chamor v'cher sheta v'katan. If you have an animal, and you also have these people which are not mochiv mitzvahs, so what's preferable? A chamor monakle, put it on the animal. Cherish shayta v'katan to these people. A cherish, a deaf mute, a shayta person is not. Doesn't have a full use of his faculties to the point that he's putter for mitzvahs. And a katan, a minor. Lo yoyevle, don't give to them. Why? Hani odom, hai lab odom. Because these are people. So Rashi says, and therefore what? That if you start giving to people, you're going to blur the distinction, by mistake you're going to give it to somebody who's mechuyev, and it's totally mechuyev, and that's dangerous. Cherish v'shaita, you have a choice in the cherish and the shaita. L'shaita, give it to the shaita. Doesn't have any understanding at all, as opposed to the cherish has some. Shaita v'kata, you have a choice in the shaita and the kata. The shaita, you give it to the shaita. So cherish and shaita, katan v'shaita, shaita. Cherish v'katan ma. If you have a choice in a cherish and a katan, what do you do? So much like the leave Rabbi Eliezer, let's boil the chokard. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, we have no question. What's Rabbi Eliezer? The Tanya, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Shum Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi Elazar. That Shubas Cherish, Losetsa Lechul, and they shoot Sophic. If we deal with the Cherish as possibly being a valid Maisa, so he would take up Chuma, you can't deal with it as if it's nothing, because it's a Sophic. So according to him, it's a Sophic, obviously he's more Chomer than the Katan. Kitiboy Lechal, leave it the Rabbana. But however, we're going according to the Rabbana. The Tanah, the Mishnah in Shumas, Chamisha lo yitshomu. Him Tarmah in Shumas and Shuma. There's five which should not take Shuma. And if they take tshuva, we ignore it. It's like it's not, it has no validity at all. So what are the five? So one of them is a cherish. So you see the Chacham hold that the cherish is mice is totally invalid. So cherish of the Bekatim we're familiar with, but term Hashem Shaloi, taking over tshuva of somebody else's pile without being appointed as a shliach is not effective. I can't take a tshuva over your on your crops. Regoy did the act of mafresh tshuva, even there was a pile of Jew of tshuva which belonged to a Jew, even if the Jew gave him the go ahead to do it. So all these ain't tshuvas are tshuva. The tshuva is not a valid. So according to Rabbanu, we hold ain't tshuvas are tshuva. By the case of cherish of the katan, by the case of the cherish. So now what's the shaila? So now we deal with the act of a cherish that is totally incompetent. So do you give it to the cherish yovlei? Prefer to give it to the cherish to cut it osi the chaldas, because a cotton eventually will become a gadol, and he'll have these recollections of doing things on Shabbos that you can't really do. But he remembers that the rabbi said he should do it. You know, so it's better to give it to the cherish who won't have these recollections. It's only the cotton yovlei. Maybe you should give it to a cotton. The cherish also the chluvi begadol, because giving it to a person who looks older, people will not necessarily understand why he's permitted, and a regular adult is not permitted. They're going to mix it up. Whereas a cotton, it's clear. Little kid is little kid. Also the chluvi begadol pikeach, a gadol who is competent. So Mora says, so that was his shayla. So ikad army the cherish yovle, ikad army the cotton yovle. So there's two answers, two versions of what the answer was. Okay. Ain sham loy nachri v'loy chamor v'loy cherish v'loy shaita v'loy cotton. My. Okay, so you don't have all of these options to give it to somebody who's not halachically required on Shabbos. So what do you do then? Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, Oida Cheres, Oida Cheres Hoyes, Abla Rotsa Chachamim Legaloisa. There was another thing Chazal were matter to do, but they didn't want to mention it in the Mishnah. Because the more I asked why didn't Chazal want to be megalit? My oyda cheres. So what was this other option that the Chazal were makel? Malicha pachas medalat amos. Chazal were makel for a person to carry it segments of less than 4 amos at a time, and then do some action to end the first process of carrying, and then start again. So you can understand why Chazal were not very, very comfortable with that, because a person one time by mistake walked all amos, you got a major problem. But assuming the person will be careful, the person will walk Dalet Amos, stop. According to some shittas, he should sit down, or he should put the item down. So this way, he clearly has ended his first action of carrying, and then pick it up to go again a segment less than 4 amos, and do the same thing. There is a discussion later on of okay, what do you do if it's not a safe place to keep, you know, walking like that? What do you do with that situation? But somewhere says that was the idea. Somewhere says, so why didn't they want to reveal it? Amayla rotsa chomer legaloisa. Shum pasuk says kavod elokim hester dover kavod melachim chakor dover. By human kings, the covet is that you look into everything they're doing, you see everything they're doing, they publicize all that's being done. But the covet of Kadosh Baruch Hu is that Rashi says that sometimes you can't say everything, you know, because the mitzvahs of Torah, the law of the Torah, sometimes the chazal's kulas, etc., what it is, sometimes it's not the greatest covet. Where it says, well, how come I quote a lekimika? What's the concern about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's respect? Then also the Suya Dalaram is Bishazaram. We're afraid the person might go too far. So it's a kula which you don't really want to talk about and have people use as much when it's not necessary, because it's very possible a person will come to Chilul Shabbos. So Chazal didn't want to talk about it so much.